Our theater critic, Lynn Slotkin, when she reviews two plays, she usually finds something that is common between both of them. Today, she's found a connection between one show called Lenin's Embalmers and another, The Great War. She's here to tell us more. Good afternoon, Lynn.
Hi, Karen.
Always great to see you.
Same here.
So how are each of these things a bit like the other?
Both plays deal with historical subjects. Lenin's Embalmers by Vern Thiessen deals with the two scientists who must come up with a way of permanently embalming the body of Russian leader Vladimir Lenin so that he can be on display permanently under a glass kind of dome. The play also deals with the political upheaval in Russia when Joseph Stalin takes the power after Lenin dies. Stalin orders Lenin embalmed in perpetuity. He made that decision. The Great War by Michael Hollingsworth is about Canada's involvement in World War I, the backroom politicking and the human stories of the Canadian men who fought in Europe. Both productions use a large dose of humor to tell their stories, and both use a heightened kind of theatricality as well.
Okay, so let's hear how they worked. We'll start with Lenin's Embalmers.
Right. On the opening night, Vern Thiessen was there, and he was very grateful that the Harold Green Jewish Theater was producing the play because he said the play was tricky. You know, I disagree with him. I just think that Lenin's Embalmers is a really bad play. There's no trick about that at all. Because Thiessen tells you so little about these characters and who they are, we have no idea about the political upheaval in Russia in the early 1920s, and you're always in a state of confusion. Who are they? What's going on? That kind of business. To make sense of it, you would need to know Russian history minutely before you even went in the door.
Okay.
Thiessen doesn't know if he wants it to be a farce or a serious play. I'd like to know that. You know what I mean? It's not helped that often a character will begin a sentence and others will finish it. We don't know who's talking or what they're saying. That's the result. And if in all that confusion, Stalin actually told us why he wants Lenin embalmed, it's news to me. The fact that the embalmers are Jewish is really not an issue. Stalin was a crazed dictator who targeted anyone who looked at him funny, and not just for one faction. And the two scientists say such, you know, they say that such embalming in perpetuity is impossible. Yet in a short scene, they solve the problem in 2 minutes. You know, I could go on and on. I'm not going to go there.
Okay, so The Great War then.
The Great War is by Michael Hollingsworth and his wonderful company Video Cabaret produces theater for people who grew up on TV and rock and roll.
Okay.
So we know what we're doing. The company's focus is to tell the history of Canada in a biting, witty, and accessible way. And through a series of plays called the History of the Village of the Long of the Small Huts, that's what he does. The Great War is one part. Hollingsworth, who wrote and directs the show, takes this huge subject of the Great War, World War I, and distills it down to its essence. We see the witless politicians, the backroom shenanigans, the arrogant officers who sacrificed the ordinary soldier by giving them faulty weapons, and they knew it. And we see the scared Canadian soldier and what they had to go through. Each character is clearly introduced. We know immediately who they are and what they stand for. The story is told in short, sharp scenes that are gripping. It's intense and hilarious.
Really?
Yes, resulting in the most entertaining theatrical history lesson we will ever have.
All right, so the productions, living up to expectations is always what one
yeah,
asks.
Yeah, that's what we live for. Well, not in the case of Lenin's Embalmers. Director Jeffrey Brumlich has his cast scurrying around, bellowing their lines like a bad farce. A lot of good actors are doing really bad work. We are told quickly about the complicated embalming process, but when the scientists get to work later, it's all done silently with no explanation. So it's more confusion here. On the other hand, the production of The Great War is terrific. The direction is focused. The exaggerated costumes, the wigs, and the props all go to establishing the character and telling the story. The gifted cast of seven play multiple characters with style and wit. The Great War is the one to see, and Lenin's Embalmers, forget it.
All right. Oh. And what upcoming productions are you looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to the middle place at Theatre Pass Marais. It is it's a piece of verbatim theater, and it's about a very important subject. It's about disadvantaged youth, and it takes place in a youth shelter. It's wonderfully done. I saw it at SummerWorks. They're bringing it back. They're expanding it. Terrifically done, moving, beautifully directed and acted. That's what I would see. Theatre Pass Mirai, the middle place.
All right, Lynn, great. Thanks. It's good for you to come in. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye. Lynn Slotkin here and now is theatre critic.